From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Emergency officials in Washington, D.C. are investigating the collision of two subway trains in northeast Washington today. The incident involving two of the city's metro trains is said to have taken place on Metro's Red Line. D.C. fire officials say there was at least one death and a number of injuries being reported. Jasmine Garz is an NPR employee who was on the metro train.
We seem to have collided against something, and I fell from my seat. Somebody else would have fell from their seat. It came to a sudden halt, if you can imagine, and the lights went off. The metro car was filled with smoke, and people started panicking because the door wasn't opening, and it was filling with smoke. Managed to open the door somehow, and people just started hopping off of the metro train car.
Officials are still at the scene assessing the situation at this hour. Details are sketchy, but it appears one of the trains did collide with another and derail. Once again, there are reports of a collision involving two Metro Rail trains on Washington, D.C.'s Red Line tonight. At this point, there are no details of how many injuries there are. Riot police again clashed with protesters in Iran, and the White House and the rest of the world have been reacting today. President Obama said he has been moved by the television images of people taking to the streets to protest a disputed presidential election there. Meanwhile, there is also a worldwide reaction to amateur video that shows a young woman identified as Nida Sultan that appears to capture her death. The BBC's Jeremy Bowen has more.
Those younger people who communicate via social networking sites and via the internet and so on, I think for them who will have seen the pictures that have gone right around the world on this, then I think certainly for them she's certainly become a symbol. And there have even been some people on some websites talking about her as a martyr, and that's a very special status in the world of Shia Islam.
BBC's Jeremy Bowen in Tehran. Iran's security forces today attacked hundreds of demonstrators, firing tear gas and live bullets in the air to break up a rally in central Tehran. Billed as the nation's strongest ever anti-smoking measure, President Obama has signed a bill today that would give the Food and Drug Administration sweeping new powers to regulate cigarettes. At the bill signing at the White House Rose Garden today, Mr. Obama cited his ongoing battle with smoking.
Each day, 1,000 young people under the age of 18 become new regular daily smokers. And almost 90% of all smokers began at or before their 18th birthday. I know I was one of these teenagers.
In addition to controlling ingredients in cigarettes, the legislation would ban advertising that could attract young people. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell more than 200 points to close at 8,339. The NASDAQ lost 61 points today. This is NPR. A brokerage firm that served as a middleman for confessed Wall Street Ponzi scheme operator Bernard Madoff has been hit with civil charges by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Financial market regulator announced today it has filed civil fraud charges against Comad Securities Corporation and its chairman, Maurice Cohn, alleging the firm helped Madoff bilk investors and ignored red flags that some of his investment returns were false. Madoff is scheduled to be sentenced later this month after pleading guilty to bilking investors out of as much as $65 billion. New Jersey blogger was in a Connecticut court today facing charges of inciting violence against two state lawmakers. Anna Sale reports from member station WNPR in Hartford.
Internet radio host Hal Turner did not comment during or after his arraignment on felony charges of inciting harm against people or property. The charges stem from a post earlier this month. Turner urged readers in Connecticut to, quote, take up arms and put down this tyranny by force. He was reacting to a bill that would have given lay people more authority in the Catholic Church. The legislation was pulled months before after a huge outcry from Catholics. Turner wrote that he would release the home addresses of two Connecticut lawmakers on his show. He said they should be made an example and added, quote, obey the Constitution or die. The Anti-Defamation League calls Turner a white supremacist and an anti-Semite. On his blog, Turner says he was practicing free speech and did not break the law. For NPR News, I'm Anna Sale in Hartford.
For more than 70 years, Eastman Kodak has been cranking out Kodachrome film. However, the Rochester, New York-based company announced today plans to retire Kodachrome, ending a 74-year run for the film. That's as more and more consumers have been turning to digital photography. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.